Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful song. Oh my goodness. That is beautiful. Old Air Supply. I have seen them in concert recently in small venue form, not in their heyday, but more recently, probably in the past 10 years, I've seen them two or three times with my wife and kids, and it's really a great, beautiful music they do, and they still sound just like the records they put out way back then. So call on in and press the one on your phone. We're doing psychic medium readings with the Roundtable of Diane Naylor from Canada and Bonnie here, my producer, coming together, taking your phone calls live on the show. So dial on in, 347-884-8245 is the number. Press the 1 on your phone, and we're going to be starting here in just 2 minutes, okay? Give you a chance to call in and press the 1 on your phone.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Yeah. keep singing, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth, the earth.
Great song for right after Easter, right? Okay, we are back here. We have Diane and Bonnie. Diane Naylor from Canada and Bonnie, psychic mediums. And they're both going to be taking your phone call this hour. So call in 347-884-8245. Now, I do want to say, and I hope everybody is listening here, and you, I just get everybody's ears. And I just want to say just for a couple of minutes about, you know, we're here and we're on spiritual radio. I don't know if most people have listened to Journey in Light for quite a while. I've been on the air now 9 years. I've done well over 4,000 shows. And the show has grown. I have grown so much for, and this show, if you know what this show is, what is this show? Is it a crystal ball show? Is it just readings, paranormal? No, it's none of that, really. It's about love. Love about helping you, the caller, and helping our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be. And you guys probably know since December, Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch Healing Modality, and myself have started a homeless project helping our brothers and sisters out on the streets. And I do that each week, go out to the streets where I live here in Oklahoma City, and I go from the north side to downtown to the south side. And, you know, and in fact, this past Friday, Good Friday, I was delayed. I was out all Friday afternoon helping people, helping homeless people, and ran into some beautiful souls. And at the end of the day, I needed to pick up few things from the grocery store. And as I was heading there, it was already getting late. I was delayed with a phone call. But that delay was meant to be, because in the middle of the grocery aisle, a guy was walking up the aisle with me, and he just happened to see me and said, he said, "You're not a veteran, are you?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Would you help a veteran?" And I said, "Well, of course." And he said, "Well, I want to prove to you I'm a veteran." He showed me papers that he was just at the Veterans Hospital. And he also, when he came up here from Arkansas to Oklahoma, he ran into some car trouble and he got his car fixed. And he showed me the receipt on that. And he said, "Now I'm short on gas to get home. And would you be able to give me $40? And I said, "Well, of course." And he said, "You know, I served 2 tours in Afghanistan." And he said, "I'm partially blind in one eye. I can barely see." And he went ahead and showed me, I didn't ask for this, but he showed me his eye. And you could see the retina in his eye that was not round. It was, you can see it was injured badly. And I'll be putting up his picture tomorrow. But we talked about it in the, you know, and I said, "What made you ask me for help because I run a homeless mission, or, you know, and it's not just strictly homeless, it's just helping our brothers and sisters. And I said, you know, I don't have a shirt on, and you didn't know this. And he said, just the Lord spoke to me that this guy next to you, you know, will help you. And I said, that is so amazing, because I probably would have been in this store 15 minutes earlier, never ran across you. And, but here, because of the grace of God, we connected. He needed help. And God so delayed me into getting there so that I could intercede and help our brother. And that is what we're doing here. We're helping our brothers and sisters. So I'm asking you today on this show, this hour, let's see who can make a donation, okay? I know there's listeners. I know there's callers. That's right, Bonnie. It's divine timing. And that was just one of many stories. But we're all here. And think to yourself, if you think, now, you, if you could donate $100 or $50 or $20 or $5, would that make you homeless tomorrow? If it would, then please do not give. But if it wouldn't, then let's see if people are listening, if people are on the same path as this show. Because you know what spirituality is, right? What is spirituality? It's love. It's not being psychic. It's not being a spiritual radio host. That doesn't make you spiritual. Love. Love for your brothers and sisters. So let's see if we have that love this hour. The link for the GoFundMe for the homeless mission is right on the show page. Your donations go straight to those on the streets needing help, needing assistance. And I'll tell you one thing. We don't give to get, but my life personally and my family's life has never been better than since we started this homeless mission. Is everything rosy and never have troubles? No. But I've been blessed. I will tell you that. I have been blessed. And more like-minded people like Bonnie and like Diane are stepping forward and helping. So the link is there on the show page, the GoFundMe. Go there now and make a donation so we can talk about this during the show. And by the end, we can say, okay, we had 4, 5, 6, 10 people donate. I know there's a whole lot more than that listening, but and let's see. Let's just see who is able to help and give and make this world a better place. We can do it one person at a time. And I wanted, you know, there's so many stories. Helped a guy, and if you saw the video I put up Friday, helped a guy in a wheelchair. He was a veteran also. And I saw him before some months ago, and he looked a lot worse than I saw him last time, and I could tell he needed help. I gave him, out of our homeless mission, $60 to help him. Didn't really see much, if any, more people helping, so I know he needed help. And it's just, it's love in action, and I wanted to... And the final thing I wanted to do is read to you what Michelle, Media Michelle, who's on here Tuesday night, said, who donated last week $100, which really made it possible to help the people that I've talked about. She said, I just donated to Journey into the Light because I believe in Michael is helping many homeless folks. I've been looking for a cause that I could assist and found the right one. My ego says, well, I could buy this or that with the money I'm donating, but my heart keeps urging me to help out either in a small or big ways. We talked about on the show this evening that we are all one. We are made out of the same God source and truly are brothers and sisters. I hope my donation reaches the right person meant to receive it. Michelle's show forces us to take a look. Michael's show forces us to take a look at the dark side of humanity, even when we don't want to see it. So true. People are starving to death and dying on the street, and we just walk by them every day and assume someone else will help. Well, they aren't getting food, insurance, clothing, or even the basic birthright of a roof over their heads. Let's lend a hand and do something kind for another human being who has nothing. Will you be homeless if you donated $5? If the answer is no, then give something. Thank you, Michael Long, for your passion, love, and caring for these folks who are less fortunate than we are. It's so true. And I think what she said speaks volumes. It speaks for itself. And you can see her donation went directly there to the two people I just spoke about, the guy in the wheelchair. We gave him $60 and the guy in the store to get back home, $40. There you go. So my son came up to me, my son who just works two part-time jobs. He works at Domino's at night and he works at a paper route in the morning. And he came to me last Tuesday and gave me $25. And I said, what's this for? And he said, it's for your homeless, Dad. I said, you need to keep your money. And he said, no, that needs to go to the homeless, Dad. And gosh, you know, and Nick is my son. And I think he's going to be joining us on Tuesdays with Michelle tomorrow night. So that's going to make it a great show. So the link is there. Let's see who makes a difference, who shows that love of this show. And right now we have Karen is the first person with $5 who donated. Thank you, Karen. That's a start. Who's next? We have Karen. And Karen, if you're called in, we want to find you so we can bring you up next. Bonnie, I don't understand your message there, but okay. So let's get on with the show here. As you guys are donating on in, and let's bring in our guest here. Let's welcome Bonnie to the show and Diane from Canada. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hello, hi, Bonnie. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Yes. Let me explain something real quick. I know on the show page there is the phone numbers for both Bonnie and Diane to call for private readings, but don't call that number during the show, okay, after the show. The number for the radio show for free readings is the radio number. So call 347-884-8245, and then the phone number for the ladies – that's for private sessions to set those up. And I'll just tell you right now, they're offering a great special for Journey Light listeners, a 30-minute private reading for just $19. Yep, 30-minute private reading for just $19. And their contact and show information is right on the show page. Why don't you ladies take turns and let the folks know a little bit about yourselves, and then we'll go straight to the callers. That sound good?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Diane.
Sorry. Hi, I'm Diane Naylor. I never know what to say about myself, you know? This is crazy. You kind of caught me off guard today. Well, I've been a psychic medium all my life. I just really came into myself about 5 years ago, and I do professional readings now on a regular basis. And I also work on a full-time job that's in humanity. Actually, basically, I'm in nursing. So, yeah, and I have a family, and, yeah, I just love to help people.
That's great, Diane. Well, I'm Bonnie, and I've been reading for people probably since the late 1980s, and I've only done it off and on. I've always had this ability. It's something I think you're born with. It does seem to grow exponentially over time. And it's an interesting thing. In the last few years, I've been doing it more publicly, and Michael's given us a very nice platform here to help people, which is always the ultimate goal. So thank you, Michael.
Well, thank you, ladies. And so let's take our first call then, and we invite everybody to call in to the radio number 347-884-8245. Both ladies are going to answer your question. Press the 1 on your phone to come in line, get in line. Very important. And we're going to bring in our first caller now. This is Karen, who just made the donation. Okay. Okay, Karen,
hello.
You're live here. Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Michael, for what you do. I've been listening to the show for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years off and on, and I appreciate every time I get you come on the air.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thanks for listening and helping out. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, my question is, I've been going through a lot lately, physically, financially, all these types of things. Although I know I have faith, I have abundant faith, and things are all going to work out. Matter of fact, I had a biopsy and this month, and I had a mammogram. They called me back in saying we found something, but then they didn't. So I just want to know kind of what's going on with me. Is it a test coming, or have I passed the test? What is it?
There's definitely a lot of, you're going in a lot of different directions. I heard that you're health issues, but you don't know if there's health issues. And did you say anything about job?
No. No, I haven't been retired. I haven't been working for a while.
Okay. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm kind of listening to everything you're saying, and then I'm listening to Spirit also.
Okay.
I do see a lot of changes coming, and there's a lot of different directions that you're going to be able to go. It's like a crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get to this crossroad, and you're going to have a lot of decisions to make. I almost actually see you don't seem like an older person to have retired.
I'm 65.
Okay, so yeah, you're just retirement age, right? I would have actually put you even a little bit old, like you still had some work left in you. Do you miss work?
I do at times.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
I do. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of why I'm going to the job thing. I think the job will kind of, there's not like a job. It's like a part-time job or something like a volunteer work, something that's going to keep your mind going, like not so much that you sit and worry about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be going, like, you'll be, oh, I can't even think of the words. I'm so sorry. It's like a different direction because I get lots of arrows pointing this way, that way, this way, that way. So if there's a lot of decisions you're going to make, that's what is kind of giving the sense to me, is that there's a lot of decisions and that you're going to definitely be doing some kind of work, not necessarily for huge amount of money or, you know, but it's going to be personal gain for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll take your mind off of like the health issues and stuff like that, because I actually don't even have a sense that you have any real health issues happening to you.
No, I don't. I really don't. It's just, I think the word process would be a good word. It's just things to, I had the mammogram. They called me in saying, we see something. And I just think it's just God letting me know how great he is to me, how wonderful he is to me, how amazing he is to me. Just reminding me and those things.
Absolutely. Well, if somebody comes to you and asks you if you want to do some kind of work, and it's not like a full-time thing, it's like to keep you busy kind of thing, don't, like, really contemplate it.
Okay.
You see something coming for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I hope that answers your question. Bonnie, do you get anything?
Yes, I do. Actually, when you called, you have a very good energy about you.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I heard for you was that you do have this great spiritual faith. Now, that means that you have a strength of spirit. It may not necessarily mean that you're religious, but you have this wonderful spirituality that is has sustained you during the worst of times. And that is very appreciated by the angels that kind of look after you. And your health issues, I heard the word when you first started speaking, I heard the word cyst, and that may be why it disappeared, you know, because those things, sometimes they come and go. I'm not a medical intuitive, but it's really not a problem. You're right about that. You are in this strange period of transition like so many other people. You know, this has been going on for several years now with many people where they, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. But I think for you it's going to level out. And I also think that I actually saw a highway here a minute ago. So it feels to me like you might go somewhere, like travel somewhere to either visit someone or see something, but it'll be a destination. It won't be you're just arbitrarily going to the grocery store or something. You'll actually be going a little bit further than that. And I think it'll almost be like a retreat for you. And you've got a lot of things going for you and a lot of time ahead of you to do many, many things that are very, very good for other people. And you're very kind. You're a kind person. You're a very generous person.
Well, I must say, and I believe to let you know that you're on the right track. Yeah, I also had a ultrasound, a biopsy, and I do have some cysts. And so I'm having a DNC on the 28th, but I know everything will be fine. It's just a process. And so I know once that's over, it just clears the way for me to do what I have to do.
Yes, I think it will be, I think it will not amount to much of anything. But you just need to be careful with your health, because your health really is what keeps you going. So you want to be careful with it.
Yes.
So be sure
that's
you eat
I went,
well. And
That's why I went to the doctors, right?
Yeah. You eat well and do all the things you're supposed to do to be healthy. You've got a long time ahead of you.
And I do plan on a trip. I'm going to visit a friend, and it does seem like a retreat every time I go. So you're right on.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. And thank you again, Michael.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Karen. Have a great evening.
Uh-huh, you too.
Good luck, Karen.
Thanks.
Yeah, good luck. Prayers for you. Okay, hopefully the audience, I know they will, send prayers to Karen. And let's take our next call. Chicago 312, welcome. Can we get your first name? You're on the air. We can hear you, but we can't hear you talking. Area code 312, are you there? Okay. Well, call back. We can't hear you. So, okay. All right. Let's see. Area code 352. Do you have a question for the ladies?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, just a listener there. Okay, well, we do have open lines then. 347-884-8245. Call on in, and the ladies will answer your questions.
I have to tell
anything,
you something, Michael. It's
yes.
Me. Oh, sorry.
Please.
Did you get somebody?
No. No, go ahead.
Oh.
No, go ahead, Diane.
Oh, when Karen was on the phone, when Karen was asking, I had written Chicago with a question mark. and then the Chicago person didn't come up. That was just very interesting. Sorry. I thought I'd share that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You knew they were coming up.
Yeah, I wish they would have actually come on. So that's too bad.
But it's funny you got the message. Well, they're probably lying. They'll probably call back. It's usually the way it works, but it's interesting you got that, you know, that message.
Yeah.
That someone from Chicago was holding. So.
Yeah.
So, anything you guys want to bring up while we have open time? Well, hang on. It looks like we got a call here. We want to take the calls as they come in. Okay, let's go to, you're on the air. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Jennifer, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer.
Okay,
how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
My question was, my mom kind of put me on the spot. I didn't know. But my question is, do you see anything, I don't know, anything that you could tell me or anything that you might see when I called in?
I'm going to go,
or maybe
I'm gonna go with this.
I would say, maybe.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to, if you don't mind if I go first, Bonnie, I'm going to go with it because I got that Chicago question mark kind of thing. I have four things I can see that I wrote because I don't know if you know, but normally I write down what I'm getting prior and that's how it works. But I got a pearl necklace. Does that resonate with you at all?
No, not a pearl necklace.
No, with a teardrop in the middle?
No, I'm
it's
fine.
Okay if it's not for you, Jennifer. It's okay.
Okay.
I have a sense you're single at this moment.
I'm not married, but I'm dating someone.
You're dating?
Yeah.
Has this, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm just having a really hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry. Yes.
That's
okay. I'm single. I'm not married. I'm single,
no.
But dating. Yeah.
So it's a fresh dating relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what I can tell you is that this seems like a strong energy around it.
Mm-hmm.
I also hear time will tell. So I believe that what I sense is that you really like this person. And you'd like to go further. He's just not quite ready yet, but you will just need to give it time.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Okay.
Does Bonnie have anything to add?
I do. When you first called in, I felt a recent loss. Recent could be within a year, I think. But I felt like there's a loss of some kind that you've suffered, and I'm just listening. Give me one second. There's a lot of chaos around you. It seems like a lot of crisis at times, or you're juggling multiple situations at one time. And this is causing you a whole lot of stress. And I feel like there's something really specific you'd like to know about, but I'm having trouble picking that one thing out because you have so much It's sort of like atmospheric interference or something. There's something that if you've got so much stuff going on around you all the time, it's hard to pick out that one thing that you're wondering about, really. Oh, I just heard financial. So have you had a recent loss? And that doesn't necessarily have to be a death. It can be any kind of separation or any kind of an ending.
My daughter, Tierra, I had to move and I had to leave her in a different state. So that might be what you're speaking of.
Yeah, and that hurt you a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I'm so sorry about that. I really am.
And I guess in a point, it feels like I lost a part of myself. So maybe that's it.
That's awesome. What it is. It didn't feel like a death to me. It felt like something different. So that's really what it is. You feel like you've lost your connection to her, but you really haven't. And the move was necessary and will be good for you eventually. And I wouldn't be surprised if she moved closer.
I would be thrilled with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised after a little time if she doesn't move closer to you. So that must be the thing that I was picking up on for you. And you haven't really lost yourself. You've just gotten yourself in a doer situation. Are you taking care of your parents or your mother?
My mother stays with me.
Yeah, okay. So that's a new stressor, I think, for you as well. But it's going to work out. And all of these things that are out of alignment with you, including your financial picture, it's all going to kind of slowly come together because you're very organized and you can see the problem and fix it. You're good at doing that. And so you're going to take each thing one at a time, just take one thing at a time, and eventually it's all going to be straightened out. And I think in no time you're going to have, well, it might take a little, like 6 months, but it's going to, after a little while, you're going to be able to get everything lined up exactly like you want it to be. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Just have a little faith in yourself because you really have so much going on for you. You really do. And you'll see some improvement. Don't worry.
Okay, that's what I'm hoping for. All right, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Michael?
Okay, I'm here. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you. Take care. Many blessings. Okay. All righty. I do want to point, and if anybody's calling in to have a question for the ladies, we are doing free readings on the Psychic Roundtable. You get two of the psychics to answer your one question. Call in and then to the radio show and then press the one on your phone. And the phone number to call in is 347-884-8245. I do want to point out that both ladies are offering an amazing offer for a private reading, only $19 for a 30-minute private reading. You're like, what? Yes, a 30-minute private reading for only $19 for Journey and Light listeners only, for this week only. The reading has to be booked by this Friday. Now, here on the show page is the information for both ladies, but I'm going to give you out the phone numbers for both ladies if you want to grab a pen, a paper, so that you're getting ready. Okay, so 30-minute private reading for only $19. You can't beat it anywhere. And this quality of a reading, and both these, now you can pick one, whatever psychic you want to pick. Now, here's the phone number for Diane, okay? Diane Naylor, 780-915-3134. 780-915-3134. And again, call these ladies after the show to set up your private reading. Now, Bonnie, her phone number is 540-294-5193. 540-294-5193. Again, these phone numbers are to set up private readings after the show. Let them know you heard them on Journey into the Light to get the special. And we're going to go next then to Texas 972. Can we get your first name?
Annette.
Okay, welcome, Annette. Yes. You're on with Diane.
Happy. Hi, Diane. Happy belated Easter. Easter was yesterday.
Thank you. You too.
thank you. sorry. A lot of stuff going on. For some odd reason, I'm being really drawn to California and San Francisco, and just like, what's the pool? What's the catch? Am I seeing San Francisco everywhere? You know, cousins are, you know, seeing the pictures up, and I'm like, am I supposed to go there? Am I? Is there some reason why I'm being drawn to this place?
Do you live like a long way from there? I feel like you live like west of them. So I don't know the American map very well. So are you west of California and San Francisco?
I'm actually, I'm kind of in the middle. It's Texas is right smack in the middle of Texas. It's like in the middle of the country.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Right.
I don't know if it's just my phone. Yeah, so here,
It's Annette's phone. Just a connection, Diane, but just to explain to you. Just to explain to you that Annette is in the middle of the country, south of me, and
so
California is
west.
Yeah, she'd be going west.
So that's how I feel, west. Are you looking for, like, a job there, or, like, there's definitely going to be travel.
Yeah, because that's something that I love to do. I love to travel, and I've been, you know, kind of wanting to kind of venture out. I do want to open a bookstore, but I'm kind of like trying to, you know, reach out and see what different venues there are. But for some reason, like California is like calling to me. I know I have family out there, but I haven't been there since I was 18.
Okay, because I do see, because I see west, right? So that's why I had to ask, like, where you were, because that tells me that you are going to go west. So there is some research you should be doing to go toward, like, before you go there. Or I hear, go and have a vacation, and you might have your answers.
Okay.
So maybe plan for, like, a couple of weeks or a week, and then you can – and you'll be to – like, you'll know exactly what your answers are going to be when you get there.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just, like, I don't know what it is. Like, everything from watching Fuller House, which they're, you know, places in San Francisco, and then Charmed, they're in San Francisco. So I'm like, okay, what's the pull with this place? You know,
okay, so if you could actually, like, look at, instead of, like, TV shows, like, you know what I mean? Like, I learn lots from TV shows, too. But if you could actually, like, look around the words you see around you. So the subtle words, like, signs, like, I don't mean, like, a sign. I mean, like, an actual sign. Like, you might see, like, if you flip a book open, you might just see the word California and that kind of stuff. And look at those things. But I do definitely see travel.
Yeah.
And that you will be moving, like, going west.
I don't know. I've always had that kind of pull ever since, you know, forever. And I'm just like, okay, you know, I got to go there once and I just fell in love with the place. And I'm like, okay, do I get to go back there? I mean.
But you can always go back to wherever you want to go. That's the thing, is that we always, like, wonder, like, is spirit trying to tell us this? Or so what is in your heart that you want to do? So that is, like, when we talk about, like, spirituality and how Michael says, like, there's love, and, like, that's what we're, you know, our purpose of spirituality is, the basis is love. But we also and we also have a purpose, right? And so our purpose is to actually not only love others and be part of one with others, it's also to make us ourselves happy. So what makes you happy? Mm-hmm. If you're feeling drawn to somewhere, then go with that happiness, because that's just part of loving yourself, right? So we don't always need, but there's always a reason why we need to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either do a big impulse move and just move there, or you can actually like take a travel, just take a trip and see how you feel. You might not want to leave.
Yeah. And I know what you mean. Yes, exactly. Because I'm like, you know, I've been looking at it and I'm just like, okay, you know, I know that it's a really great spot to, you know, kind of put feelers out to how I want my bookstore to run. I'm just like, mm-hmm. am I supposed to do this in Texas? Am I supposed to do this here? I just have this really big pull towards California. I don't know why.
Your own heart. So that's following your own heart, right? So you don't necessarily have to, you know, have spirit say, oh, this is what you need to do. I'm not trying to say that it's, you know, I do see you go west. So that's definitely the energy that I see around it, which comes from spirit, right? So, but mm-hmm. it's your life too. You're allowed to do whatever you want to do. So you feel pulled to California. Just do it. Do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, do what you feel is going to make you happy. Of course, you can never do anything that's going to harm anybody. So if you have, you know, I would never say to leave your family or anything like that. But like, yeah, like if this is something that you feel pulled to, and if you have a family you need to discuss it with, but, you know, definitely go and check it out.
Definitely. I mean, just mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm ready to explore it and see what it is mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm just so drawn to this place. I'm just like, wow, this is really awesome. But I've been seeing that the last couple of weeks. It's not that I was just using the teacher as an example. But
no,
like,
of course.
California license plate, you know, California license plate, you know, just a moment ago on the highway. And, you know, my cousin had a San Francisco cup that she got, and it was painted when the Golden Gate Bridge on this coffee cup. It was pretty awesome. So I'm just like, what is this pull with this city?
Right.
And in a book
you need
I
to
read,
follow that dream,
so.
Right? It's a soul. It's definitely that energy is a soul level too, right? It was like your spirit inside of you. It's
mm-hmm.
like, go, do it. Break free. Step
mm-hmm.
out of the box. Take a risk, you know?
Yes,
and so
exactly.
why not? Because we learn so much by taking risks, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have to agree.
Yeah. It does, and maybe Bonnie has something too.
Well, you know, aside from taking a risk, you're also opening yourself up for life. You know, you could sit at home on your sofa, or you can do something that's exciting. But the first thing I got for you was training. Like, you might be sent there for training. Maybe not with the job you currently have, but maybe for something coming down the road. And it may not be immediately, you know, it might be some time, but it feels to me like when you go there, it will be for a purpose. It won't be an arbitrary thing. The other thing I got simultaneously and strangely, there's also some kind of past life connection with the 1920s Hollywood. That's what I got.
The Gold Rush?
Kind of, I have no idea. I'm not good with history. But right around the 1920s, there's some kind of past life thing there that might be the trigger that's drawing you there now. But those are the two things I got kind of at the same time and paradoxically. But either way, I'm like Diane, if you don't live, what is the point? You've got to do things, go places, you know, enjoy yourself, and be productive and help people. You know, those are things you just do.
Wow. Okay. And definitely. Do you guys see me going there anytime soon? I know I have cousins that live out there, so I know the rental. You know, you have to rent a hotel won't be an issue.
Well,
I mean,
you
that
can,
you're
you
gonna
can...
go when you. Sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Diane.
Oh no, I was gonna say I see you're gonna go when you're ready to go.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. That's something that I've been. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a good evening.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Annette. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, what do you think of that, ladies? Couple minutes left. Closing thoughts? Come on, Bonnie.
Diane? I was just reading yesterday about the Mercury retrograde, because I know there's like a whole bunch of stuff fitting for me, and I really find that my communication is really, it definitely, I have to get rid of this Mercury retrograde thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm, you know, I just feel like I'm not communicating right now. That's all. That's okay.
What do you think, Bonnie?
I agree. I really agree. I think I kind of lost my train of thought there for some reason.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it went. That's kind of crazy. I don't know what that happens to me every now and then. It must be an old senior moment or something. I'm not sure. Good gracious.
That's funny.
Having a senior moment on radio is probably not the best time to have one, is it?
Well, I always love doing this show, and I just love all the people that call in and the people that help you on your homeless, you know, project you have. And it's just amazing, you know, of all the people, just the love I get from doing this once a week. I wish I could be on every day.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you on every day, but I know you're doing great things out there in Canada. Before we have to go, how's the weather up there? You warmed up any?
Oh, it was nice and warm. It was beautiful. My backyard wasn't muddy anymore from the dog. And then it snowed all weekend. And every time, it's so funny because I just got winter tires this year. And I was so mad that I spent money on winter tires. And every day, every morning, I go, you know, I really need to get rid of these winter tires and get all season again. It snows that day. And then I say, okay, thank you for having winter tires. So, yeah, it's been really crazy weather here.
Can't imagine snowing this time of the day, but 90 seconds. All right. Well,
yeah.
Well, ladies, it's been great. Enjoyed it, so...
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, and...
Bye, Diane.
Remember, guys, to the listeners out there, both ladies are offering a private reading, 30-minute private reading for only $19. You can start calling them now. Diane's number, 780-915-3134. Bonnie, 540-294-5193. And we did 1 hour without even mentioning the 45th
okay.
president.
La, 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 la.
I didn't mention
that.
That
wasn't me.
I didn't mention it. I said 45. That's all I said. So, not a word. I've gotten a lot better, right, Bonnie?
That's right. You have been very much better, yes.
I have.
Absolutely.
Focused myself on the homeless mission. So,
yes. That's good.
Yes, where we can make a difference. And the other one's still important. But anyway, I have. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies, out we go. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Bye,
ladies. Bye, guys.
You're welcome.
Gals. What's the proper word these days? Guys, gals. All right, we're going to take an hour break, and then we'll be back with Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, live on Journey into the Light with Marilyn Posick, our angel messenger reader, coming up in 1 hour. You can start calling in to get in line in 45 minutes. Make a donation to the homeless mission and be one of the first callers coming up here on the show coming up, the psychic cop with Marilyn. Coming up in 1 hour, start calling in 45 minutes. The link for the homeless mission is on the show page right there. We had one donation in the whole hour. Karen, I want to thank you for being the one sole person that was willing to donate $5 for others. And that's why I say, and people think that sometimes maybe I stress it too much, or maybe, you know, but that's when I say it's like pulling teeth to get people to donate. And that's what I mean right there. So anyway, I'll keep trying. Of course, it's very much worth it. So we'll see you all in an hour. Thanks for listening, everybody.